Lisa idea. He's fine with the hemlock.
This is recording already.
July 7th, 2025, 6:03 p.m. This meeting is being recorded. I'll call the meeting to order. Agenda additions or deletions?
I have additions.
The only addition will be just the central form I'm going to leave off for you guys.
Is it for? Oh, is it just permission to ride there?
Yeah, because we, as talked walking and doing that whole project with Mike, we do need to put a bridge in. And since you have the right-of-way on the trail, then if we ever close the trail, you'd own the bridge for a dollar.
News to me. Didn't know anything about it until walking in with him.
I think he's going to give that to that.
That's normal form. That's the only thing basically I had. I'd hope maybe I would have caught Mike a little bit earlier and I'd have gone through some of what I put in for it.
Are you going to build it? Yeah, so basically you're going up that trail.
It's up on the trail.
Yeah, but it's well up on the mountain. Almost up
just far out of the field.
You know where that camp is on the left? Yeah. It's up just above that.
I don't know if they've
got four of the culverts going in.
If they're putting in what it was discussed when I looked at it, but I haven't talked to anybody since. Are we going to do log bridges in there for a bridge? Is that what we determined? It was log bridges?
Yeah, the timber mats.
Yeah.
Yep. Because I did get the approval back from Vast on funding for the project.
So I think that's.
What's this mean?
I already got the owner permission last year when we did part of the project. We didn't do the bridge when Mike and I had gone last summer. We figured we didn't have time to get the bridge in. That would be this summer. And then more damage occurred because the weather didn't want to work.
Basically, I guess what he's saying is they have a total.
So now we've gone back and got the.
That trail open now? Is the snowmobile trail?
No.
Not now.
It's going to be the new trail.
It's the trail we used last year, the year before, the year before.
Long time. This comes right down.
It's been for a long time.
Comes from the top of the fire road and it comes right straight down.
Fire road been on over to Victory by Walt Mitchell's.
But it comes right down onto the Bennett Road.
Yes.
See, at the Bennett Road, it used to go over onto Bedell's.
Right.
And then after three reroute changes on Bedell's and went on to Fort Hubbard's daughter or sister, whichever it is, over onto her property, and then down and across onto Jim Impey's. Then when Bedell shut us down, we came all the way across Jim Impey's up Brook Road, Bennett Road, and then still stayed on Bennett Trail. And John worked with us on getting that reroute in place.
So this is just to put that bridge in.
Yeah, just it gives ownership.
Because the bridge is on that trail.
Yep, it's on that Bennett Trail. And I'm not sure where, as I was just talking to Mike, I'm not sure where the boundary line between, and never remember his last name, is the Haggis property. Pete's his first name.
Pete Upson and Heather Haggis.
It was Pete something to
Pete. Pete Upson.
Upson.
And Heather Haggis is his daughter.
Yeah. And I'm not sure where the differentiation is between their property and Camisa's, but anyway, I got Camisa's permission. I'll get his landowner permission later.
We just need to sign this.
So I believe that's two rods up through there, and the rods are 16 something per rod or something like that.
They
come up to like 49.5 feet wide.
Is it 29 or is it?
I don't
less than that.
You walk with me, we marked that whole strip.
27.5, I think.
27.5 is the right of way of what the town owns up to there, from the center?
On 4, but I don't know what it goes to on Trail.
Yeah, I don't either. I think me and Aaron hooked it up. Didn't we, Aaron? It was like a rod, two rods, or something like that, or?
It's small, it's not as wide.
Is this what I emailed Logan about? Because whatever I emailed Logan about, I never got an answer.
No, I stopped in here that morning, you pulled up an hour, but when we're looking up trails.
If I have that form, I'm all done, I'll go home. Because that's one of the forms I got to get submitted back to Vasco. I already have the Kirby Lane doing the permission.
I thought you did, I thought it was too early to do that again.
I just used one from last year. That's all I did, we choose that one. But because we put in the bridge in. It's for Vasco, as long as we have the trail, but whoever shuts the trail, then we'll go with Kirby.
Right of way, width needed for a footpath.
Because you have that right of way trail.
Is Camisa's the piece that's for sale?
I don't think so, yeah, I talked with him Sunday.
There's one up there listed that's 121 acres.
Could be his, but he didn't tell me anything about it being for sale. He said no problem to do the trail, he just wanted to walk up with me one of the days and see what we were doing. Which is a project.
So that trail there basically comes right straight down.
It could be old road we give up, it could be that wide.
So are you talking about something having been washed out, that you have to put a bridge in to keep coming down the trail?
Right.
The water has always gone across the trail, we need to put the bridge in, rather than having the trail going through water.
Three rods.
Right, so this is where approximately related to where the camp is?
It's above the camp.
Above the camp, so it's up.
I think that matters, I think as long as it.
Because water crisscrosses in a couple of different places up there.
As long as you're on the trail, you can make it whatever you need.
Understood.
Okay.
Where'd them things go?
Underneath you, ain't they?
Right there. So you just need our signatures on this, Larry?
Please. Yeah, Mike and I have been up that trail twice, working on it.
Yeah.
I have been up on it myself. I met this Tim Camisa 2 years ago when I was going up on the trail. He was up there walking down, I visited with him, didn't even know who he was, I'm sure. He works for a company over in St. Albans. Interlock Organics is what he works for. I think he lives somewhere near Jericho.
I'm pretty sure that's the piece of land that's for sale.
Could be. So Mike, sometime in September, give me the date, exact date to work on that job. That copy is yours.
Okay, we'll do.
Thank you, I'm on my way back home.
All righty, Larry, take care.
Yep, you too.
Yep.
I've only got four of the projects I'm also working on this summer.
I'll say, we got four, but, yep.
On my free time.
Yep.
Jeff knows all about that.
Oh, yes. Year in and year out.
Did you have something about the LEMP? All right.
No, FEMA. LEMP will do next month.
Want to do his before we do additions?
Sure.
Since we already started visitors.
I Yeah, will fit into the visitor category. Okay, so what I've got here is our projects that are as showing in FEMA's database. The number that we are concerned with is the far right, which is a 75% federal cost share. We won't see the 17.5% till we're all done from the state. If you flip it over on the back side, those are the big numbers. Right now, the number at the bottom, total obligated, not yet paid, $734,000. That's what we're expecting from the state shortly. This week, next week.
Just from the state?
It's FEMA money that the state then disperses.
Do you think it'll be not passed?
I talked to, yes. I asked to have it expedited. Whether it's expedited or not, I don't know, but I also handed this sheet of paper to Senator Welch's office last week. So that's the first number we'll see. The federal cost, I signed a document. It's been sitting there for a couple weeks. That's $108,000. I don't know why it hasn't moved, partly because the Vermont office of FEMA disbanded. Everybody went home, except for a few that went down to Connecticut for the regional office. So this, all these projects are now handled in Connecticut. And they're doing more with less. I did get contacted today by our representative at regional office. So we have somebody there who will be managing our projects, and I gave him these numbers again. Hey, you. Okay. The Vermont Emergency Management looked at this information today in a meeting today, and they're going to bring it up with FEMA in the meeting tomorrow with FEMA. So that roughly $545,000 and signed another $108,000, so $653,000 some odd. We should see some movement on it. As far as I know, we've turned in everything to meet the requirements. The shutdown occurred right about the time these went in, and so of course that everything kind of went in hold. So hopefully we'll see some movement on that. End of July, maybe going into August, I don't know. And then the culverts piece, that's how much we spent, or that's how much FEMA agrees that we spent on culverts, just culverts, mm-hmm. $101,000. So that's rolled up into across several of these projects. So that's where we are. Leslie and I are going back through. We pushed off the first storm, 9, 10, 11, because it was like $75,000, $80,000. This is millions. So we prioritized the millions over the $80,000. We're cleaning that up this week. Mm-hmm. And so that will go through this six, 8 week process, and hopefully we'll get it through all the hoops by September. Now, the number is a little higher than what we paid.
Good.
So on the project 816549, that's bridge number 6. Somehow I think they just gave us an advance. Not sure how or why, but they do give you some money for design, which is what you see for bridge number 4 and bridge number 15. But for bridge 6, for whatever reason, they gave us a lot. They gave us more than design. So that's part of that first initial obligation. And that will help us out immensely. Mm-hmm. So
you were originally, last meeting, if I remember correctly, expecting payment sometime this month. Is that no longer?
No, we're still expecting that number that's obligated, $734,000.
Yep.
That money we're expecting this week or next.
Oh, okay.
You don't think that they took the total from Barnesbrook Road and put it on that Bridge 6, do you?
No. Because Barnesbrook is...
I just don't understand why it would be that kind of number.
I don't either. I've asked, but I'm not going to ask real
nope.
Hard.
I was thinking all the equipment that was on Barnesbrook Road for so long might make that make sense. But
no, that was a lot of money over there, too. Barnesbrook is over... that's over on 561. So yeah. That Farnsbrook and Brookside were not cheap. So, and ultimately we'll see another 17.5%, 2 years, whatever, maybe.
Mm.
That's, we got to finish all our projects before we get that state share. I guess they want to make sure that we actually turn in all the paperwork.
We'll see 17% of the bottom figure?
We'll see 17% of the, I didn't total up that column, it'd be the column before it, which
okay.
is how much we claimed,
gotcha.
Damages claimed.
Yeah, okay.
And that, because it doesn't include the three bridge projects in the Brook Road, which
mm-hmm.
are unknown, they're engineering to be completed sometime in the future. So our damage costs will be much higher when we finish those bridges.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you had the conversation with DPS, Aaron, and they said they wouldn't pay it until after we completed everything.
Oh, yeah, they said, like, everything has to be submitted before they
Yeah, pay. So projects completely written out. They want to make sure that there's not a mistake somewhere.
Who's DPS?
I'm sorry. Public service.
Oh.
Don't know why. I guess Vermont Emergency Management falls under DPS.
Gotcha.
Questions?
Question concerning temporary repairs.
Yeah.
We've gone on both sides of this. We're now, or at least I'm in the process of looking at a temporary bridge from
right.
the state, which is no cost to us other than $70 a month rent, other than to install it and then to have it removed. Having it removed, to me, falls into the part of the job that's going to be replacing everything there in the first place. But we went from covered to not covered, and I'm not sure where, I don't care when per se we're getting paid, but if we have to front the cost of installing the bridge, is that going to be reimbursed because it is a temporary repair?
So no, we've already requested that. So that $665,000 in there is for that bridge site. So my guess is they're going to, I can ask the question, but my guess is they're going to tell us no.
Nope.
You know, we already, you know, so.
So where does the road repair on that road come in?
Okay, so the road.
I see the 665.
Yeah, so what they did was they jammed 38 damage inventory items into 20, or 13 projects. So it's buried in townwide roads, is the town hall road. Townwide. I don't think it's in the list. But it's in, if I go inside the database, which is painful, I can probably find where the town hall road is. It's within one of these other damage items in the townwide roads. So
we could just plan on not being reimbursed for a temporary project.
I'll ask the question Thursday. I've got a meeting Thursday. I'll send an email tomorrow to our representative and then we'll discuss it on Thursday. My guess is, I mean, we've already given us a healthy amount of money, or at least they've obligated that, but I don't know, you know, we already put in for temporary, our figures included temporary repairs at that site that John's building blocks and everything else he did down here. So that's what we asked for at the time,
mm-hmm.
which was fairly minimal compared to a temporary bridge. So I'll go back and ask the question. No harm doing that.
I've asked Logan a couple times, and he said no both times. But
did he?
This was last year. But I don't know.
Well, they, after asking again, because I was told, no, you can't get temporary repairs, and then they turn around and go, oh, you have temporary repairs.
Yeah, well, that's kind of
what. And so I put them in, so you know, we're past that, you know, we're past the cutoff point now in which I had to put all that data in. So.
So all the temporary repairs had to be put in by now?
Oh, well, yeah. They
had within to be put in. So many out days, wasn't it? Early.
Well, no, we had. I put them in March, February, March. And they had to do an exception then. So I don't think we're going to get an exception in July.
Not that I don't like that 887 number, but it's bothering me. Is there a way you can just double check that something didn't get submitted early enough?
No, I asked it, you know, last month. It's like, what's that for? And...
Because, I mean, all we really did down there.
Right.
Mike and
so,
this guy worked down in the stream. Mm-hmm. You put in the timber bridge, stair bridge. Yep. And there was some...
Yeah, no, it's pretty minor. It, you know, the amount of money we put in that site to date was small. This represents a FEMA site. Not engineer.
So what they're figuring we're going to spend on fixing
well, it... It's supposed to be just the engineering, which is what you see at
so part
the one above and the one below, just how much would it cost to engineer. But in this case, the site inspector bumped it up for whatever reason. I don't know. And again, it'll go toward, you know, not, we're not making money on this. We're not going to make any money on this. We're going to come up 10%. 8% short, no matter how we do this. So this money will be spent. It'll go towards the cost of the final project completion. So the way I look at it, it's an advance on that project. But he said...
I just don't want to end up having to pay anything back.
No. No, we've got enough damages that we won't have to pay it back. Because that site's going to cost us some money.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
Right, but they're not saying that that's a completed project.
No. I asked that question.
So there'll still be more to submit.
Right. So all three of those say A&E, that's architecture and engineering. So it's the engineering side and then the construction side. So once the engineering's done, we go into construction. And that's where we've got to capture all the costs from both Matt and Ruggles and whoever does the build out. They've got to, you know, because if that goes over $1,073,000, then, you know, we're into detailed project numbers at that point.
But we will still be able to submit.
Yes. So anywhere it says A&E expected, that means it's being engineered. And they, you know, we have 18 months to complete it and 30 months on a time extension. Mm-hmm. And so as soon as the weather blocks us out in November, I will immediately submit for an extension. Because we won't make construction by March 2026.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that only deals with the bridge, or is that
that's that whole
carrying
site.
Over?
That
I mean, before everything was separated. Now, is the road repair and the bridge turned into?
I put that all as one project. So the damage description, which you can't see on here, includes the embankment, the road shift, and the bridge.
Okay. So that's all of that.
Yeah, I put that all as one.
Because you were saying before, not. We didn't want to do that because if we bump something up too high, then we would be...
Right, we're over the $1 million, but in terms of, I mean, the bridge site itself may put us over that. Just don't know. I mean, we don't know what the engineering design and what the construction requirements will be.
Like a road's going to be more than that bridge. That's just going to turn into one of those aluminum culverts.
I thought he was going to have us some stuff here.
Well...
Wasn't it like a 6?
I saw some emails between Nate and Matt, and it looks like Matt has received a bid from someone, but not all the ones he was waiting for, so I think it's happening. It's just behind the scenes.
A bid for the project?
For the culvert. Bid is out for culverts right now.
The bid is out for one culvert at Brook Road?
Yes.
Yes. Nice to know that.
He is checking on a concrete culvert, too.
Yes, I saw that, too.
I got that thing today. He asked if he had a vendor contact him on a concrete. I said, yeah, sure. Might as well get the two different prices of both.
So they may have one to
get rid of. Put in place, Mike?
Yeah, it would be a structure that they bring in and set with a crane.
So it's not poured in place?
No.
Made.
Made. I do believe made. I didn't quite ask any details. I just said, yep, just get the price.
And that's based on the engineering?
Yeah, because we had options to go with three different options over there. So that's why.
That email was from Nate, wasn't it?
That's why a vendor had asked about concrete structure.
Well, somebody may have one built that they couldn't use somewhere else.
Well, that's what I mean. I don't know. And I said, yeah, you might want to put it at the table.
So if it fit our, brook, then why not put it in our brook?
Right.
If we get a deal on it. So
right.
Might be something. We won't know until we get another meeting.
Exactly.
So.
Any other questions, Jeff? Again, that project is all tied to one. You know, the road.
Has that been turned into one as well?
In terms of FEMA, as far as FEMA is concerned, over here at Town Hall.
Right. How about Brook Road and the bridge?
Brook Road and the bridge were...
Because, I mean, the last thing was everything stays separate, so we don't hit the 1 million mark. So
let's just see if they've got... Again, they jammed all these together, so it's hard to follow where they put the Brook Road. I'd have to
Brook
look.
Brook Road, up. Bridge Temporary number work. 615.
Bridge 4 is the bridge we're working at. Temporary work, Brook Road. You can see the temporary work for the Brook Road Bridge 6 and 15 was up there at 92. That's where they did the emergency protective measures, 45,000. They put it under emergency protective measures. So, Brook Road separate, I don't know. I have to look.
Because we now have the H&H study saying 17-foot wide culvert at the bottom of Brook Road.
Right.
Which now, I'm assuming, is in the hand of the engineers, et cetera. So, I guess I'm just trying to figure out what's combined and what's not combined. But
yeah. I mean,
you emphatically stated that we not
combined. Yeah, we need to keep them apart.
We do, but they're not, according to this, you're saying.
Yeah, well, they've the road, that over there, because of the hydrological connection, was kept as one. I think we'll still be under 1 million, maybe.
At Brook Road?
No, right here.
Here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But who knows? Today's world with construction costs, we don't control that.
So it seems as though, I don't know if this is the correct place or time, but it seems as though Mike knows, Aaron knows, about engineering studies being completed and bids going out. May I ask how come I don't know?
I didn't know that until I'm sitting here right now.
I was CC'd on some emails that Matt and Nate, well, they both needed some signatures from Mike. So I think I just, I don't know. I hadn't heard from either one of them really since we last met with them. And then this afternoon I had 3 or 4 emails from them, because they want signatures on contracts and permit applications and stuff.
I only got one email today, and that was on the box, on that culvert deal, is all I got.
Yeah, I got CC'd on that one.
And as far as anything else, I haven't heard nothing, so.
On the culvert at Brook Road?
I got that today.
I think originally when we hired Matt, didn't he want to know who the two
contact
contacts
people
would
were.
Be, and it was us?
Yeah. Right. So correct. It's going through road
me,
commissioner
I think
and...
I think it was me, her, and I think John were the contact people.
Yeah, but
people.
He doesn't get emailed.
So am I assuming it's been engineered?
I don't know. I haven't heard.
I wouldn't make that assumption. I wouldn't. Until Matt and
Matt will
show
call.
Up.
I'm sure he will call a meeting.
Yeah,
He's not going to hide it from us and all of a sudden
no.
start
right.
construction.
No, they're not going to have an engineering
design. As soon as they have some good concrete.
I haven't seen anything of
the
design yet.
I'm assuming as soon as they have some good concrete info, then he'll call us and say, hey, okay. We need to have a meeting on
all right.
Tuesday morning.
I just seems like every.
We put it in his hands for a reason.
Right.
So. I mean, sometimes it's nice to get an email and say, hey, I'll update you in another week or another 10 days. But not mm-hmm. everybody does that.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, those engineering designs are not going to be quick.
I understand your frustration. It's like me, you don't hear anything for a month. All of a sudden, you know, what are we doing? We're doing nothing. But behind the scenes, I'm assuming it's getting done.
Yeah, I would.
So,
any other questions here on this?
Not that, but the meeting with Welch, worth anything?
I didn't go because I talked to his staffer. I decided that hiking across Vermont to go sit in the Berry.
Oh, they changed it? It wasn't at Vermont?
No, that one was canceled. Yeah, I would have gone to that, but I didn't find out until that night when I called their office. Because what happened on, what was that, Friday the 3rd?
They canceled the Burke Mountain?
Yes. So they had the Senate vote.
Yep.
And so everybody had to hang around for the Senate vote.
He was in two or three places further south anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
He couldn't get back. He couldn't get back.
Point.
Yeah.
Yep.
And okay. So the next one was today. And that was over in this small, Berry social center. It's like, yeah, no. So I emailed this and my thoughts on FEMA's process or as it is. And so the staffers got the information. So they were all sitting in the hot socials. So no other information. I mean, he was in listening mode.
Mm-hmm.
Questions.
Okey-dokey.
Good.
Good.
Okay. I'll know more hopefully at the end of this week, next week.
Thanks, Keith.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Keith.
You doing additions now?
Additions and deletions.
Ken Ling from the Bond Bank messaged me today and said he's happy to report that he managed to get approval from his board for the $1 million loan because, remember, during the Zoom, he mentioned that they might be able to get us a little more money, and then when I mentioned that, it was like, well, now I'm going to have to check. He checked, and he got it, but now we can't close July 9th. Now it has to close July 23rd. Penciled in. Not inked in, just penciled in. Do you think, I mean, my biggest concern is just having a bill come in that we can't pay because we're waiting for a loan to close. But the 23rd is what, 2 weeks away? And we
so if you get a bill today, you can wait 2 weeks to pay.
Sit on it.
Pardon me. People don't like that. You get invoices, they say,
well, I know.
Well, it's not our fault. I mean...
I mean, we have that. We still have like $180,000 of the $200,000 loan, but a big chunk of that was to order that culvert for the Brook Road, which we were supposed to order the third week of June, and I still don't have a price on. So.
No, of course, the 23rd is penciled in, so that may not be concrete, but.
Right.
But but if something came in, they'd have to just wait.
That's it, plain and simple.
Okay, so tell them July 23rd.
When you're in business like me and Mike, where you know what it's like, wait for your money.
Oh, yeah.
I should say, I can't believe
it. Oh,
that's it. I never had to
I'm
use
it. I'm tax collector. Don't talk to me about it.
And I didn't have money.
Half of my problem is to get my bills out fast enough because I'm not in Georgia.
Yeah.
My own fault.
All right.
Yeah. Don't go over on Chase.
Oh, somebody did call me. Okay. Yes. It was like a daughter or something. So then I called back because I wasn't here that day. Mm-hmm. I called back and left a message and then he called.
Christian, I'm clear. So this is when we get this money that's already gone, right?
It's not enough.
We've got to pay that back.
It sounds like...
We haven't done that already. I can't remember.
Sounded like he understood.
Yeah, we've already spent that.
Right, so this is... That's gone.
Well, let's just try to get it in.
That will pay
just
off.
Reimbursement.
Anymore?
So I also have two things that need Mike's signatures.
So Aaron, out of that $734,000 and we get it, that's all gone, correct?
We owe like $850,000
right.
on that first loan.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But tax... Okay, so I talked to Wanda about like how it's never really made sense to me how our budget goes January to December, but we don't actually have any income until July or August.
Right.
And she said that's absolutely correct. Like, so basically what we live on from January to July is whatever was
left over
from last year. Or loans until we start taking in taxes. So
right.
I think we still technically are okay. It just
mm-hmm.
doesn't.
Right.
So they can wait as much.
I say that every day.
She said that it's because of, like, the school fiscal year is July to June, and ours is January to December, but the only way to make our bills and budget, or our income bills mm-hmm. and budget all make sense is to change our fiscal year, which would be
mm-hmm.
I can't even imagine. I'm just getting the hang of, like, when you do things through the year. So if I had to mix that all up, I don't know.
Are they giving us a 0.05% on that million?
I think it's 0.5. Like a half a percent.
Yeah, okay.
We'll find out when they close.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this first thing is Nate's contract. This is from Matt, but it is the contract with Nate, and it needs Mike Bickford's signature, is what he said.
Get your chloride, John.
You want to do teacher signage?
Yeah, next March.
Yeah.
Huh?
Next March?
Okay.
Yeah.
I can sign it.
You're not getting it?
Hmm?
You're not getting it?
Yeah, March, I'm going to do it. Oh, man. It's ridiculous. Yep, we started in December 10th, and then moved it up to November. I said, that's even worse. So I'm going to wait till spring.
Huh. So you're not filling that tank?
What's that?
You're not filling the tank?
Well,
that's what I was asking about, is did you get your chloride?
I've got it.
Oh, okay. That's what I was asking about. Oh, okay. I didn't know if, you know, you had the money and whether they came and filled it yet. That's all. Yeah.
Done.
Okay, good.
And mowing is late this month, right? Is it late July?
Yeah, I would...
Exceed
that.
Mm-hmm.
Sign,
that sounds right.
Sign,
they deliver it here and they pick it up.
Put your top to
it.
Yeah.
Here it comes.
Coming.
That's the generator.
Yeah. Hopefully, I'm in Texas.
And then I also have an application for the Department of the Army permit. I don't have a clue what this is, but it came from Nate Seacard, and he needs two signatures.
It's for the getting in the water, I think.
For me, well, not.
What was it for, Mike?
I think it's for water. Something to do with getting in the water.
Oh. Beyond the ANR, just on the federal side of it?
I believe so.
Okay. I sent in a permit last week that cost $200.
Harbors and Rivers, Clean Water Act, Marine Protection.
No, yeah. I just do it on the board.
I need money.
Just a thought.
It's probably a scam.
Army doesn't need any money.
She desires that we take the.
That was the part I didn't understand, was it said like Army Corps or something. Yeah.
Army Corps of Engineers.
So that's you, signature applicant.
We get rid of any water in there.
And the day.
I'd say there ain't any fucking water in the brook anyway.
You're not the ABA.
No.
Oh, you don't
get there ain't any fish left. Do you sign two?
Didn't need to.
Two signatures, okay.
You missed the first one.
Oh, there's two?
One right on the front page.
The roller's still doing all right?
Still rolling.
Still rolling.
That's all I have for additions.
Perfect.
Visitors are gone. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the June 2nd and June 5th select board meetings.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
So moved. Road report.
Touching up things and doing as needed, and that's it. We'll keep up the same routine.
So are you not doing the culvert on Woolley Farm, or?
No, we leave everything quiet right now.
Okay. Yep. We already had culverts anyway.
Yeah, we got enough to do the job.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to get one more piece, but we're good.
Okay.
Till next spring.
What was the update you said on the guardrail, John?
On which one?
The guardrails.
Yep.
What was that price?
900
or something like that?
48, 49, I think.
And that does, that's, what does that do again?
This one here?
Yeah.
120 feet, mud hollow, both sides, on that one that you guys worked on.
Yeah.
Do you have a timeline for that yet? Have they told you any date? I see the brick road's still waiting, and the bridge still waiting too.
They're fighting about who's going to do them, and these guys may be doing them because Casale's favorite is backing out, I guess.
Hmm. So is it 48 or 49,000?
100.
Well,
it's not so bad.
48. And is that Lafayette?
Lafayette.
And that's this corner down here you're talking about, John? This corner down here?
And over by you?
And over by me? Or no?
Nope.
No. We're just going to put some cement blocks here, right?
Put a few blocks there to keep it from crashing in.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sand pit and mud hollow.
Yep. Both sides. Second.
And there is or isn't a time frame, John?
No,
no time. Okay. No. Whenever they get here, right?
Just let me know I can make it this year. And that's about it.
Well, good. I said good.
Good.
Yeah. So was that guy up on across from McClary's, he putting a road down through his field. Did you see that? The vet?
He's just all that stuff down there. Oh. He must be digging out behind the house. Yeah. The
Chantel.
Seacrest, thank you.
It's Chantel.
Chantel. It is Hollis Crest.
Okay, I see that, didn't I? And I didn't know if they owned that or not, but, yep. So I didn't know if it came from people out in the, out further there or not. But.
Yeah, no, they own all the way up beyond.
Yeah, I see that. I looked on the Onyx. And... Okay. All right, set the 2025 tax rate.
I gave you all a sheet that looks like this. Mm-hmm. 2025 numbers are at the bottom. Looks like homestead tax will be 1.6306 and non-residential will be 1.6705. But you need to vote to approve the tax rate.
2025, 6.24. 10%. 4%.
10% is because of
ours barely budged, so it's education.
That's what I thought. Okay. Yeah. Well, there's nothing we can do about that, so.
Yeah, there's not much we can do. We can control what we do in town,
exactly.
But we can't control what the fucking thing done in Montpelier. But well, I make a motion that we set the 2025 tax rate, homestead tax, at 1.6306, and the non-residential tax rate at 1.6705.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. So moved. Overload permit for
Beacon Sales Acquisition. It's actually consolidated. It's just like their parent company or whatever. There are two here, and I do have a vehicle list, but it's like 40 pages long. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened with their setup, but when it printed, it's a book. So it's in the filing cabinet, if anyone has interest in looking at it. But
how much surplus you got fluffed into the budget?
Negative.
I was counting on you.
Yeah. Well, I haven't used my new office equipment account yet.
Oh, yeah? Good for you.
I think it's only $1,000 a year, though. I didn't use it last year either.
Might as well hang on to it.
Okay, Concord Fire Contract.
So I have it, but I don't know if you're ready to sign it yet because
no,
it says a 4-hour minimum.
So let me, can I see that a mm-hmm. second?
And the last year's is underneath it. I did have them fix the roads because they left off Victory Road and half of Kirby Mountain and something else just like they did last year. But she added those and sent it back, but now it still says the 4-hour minimum, which Keith thinks they dropped for us last year. But
well, I went to the meeting last year and asked them to drop the 4-hour minimum charge.
Mm-hmm. And I looked all through their minutes and I couldn't find
and
reference of that anywhere.
They said they would do that, which they did last year, but I guess nobody specified if it was only going to be for a 1-year thing or not.
And if you notice, this new contract isn't just for 1 year.
3 years.
I think it's three.
So now they send us a new contract, and it said there is a 4-hour minimum after which time will be broken into half-hour segments. And that's what I had them take out last year. And so they, for some reason, either they either they
forgot like they did with the roads.
Yeah, or they just said, well, no, we're going to charge them the 4 hours. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I called Linda Blakesley today and talked to her. And she said, I was at the meeting when they said they were going to send you guys a contract. And she said, I don't remember being any discussion about it other than they're going to send you a contract. So I talked to her and I told her that what I'd done last year about the 4 hour minimum, because Richard Fisher just retired after 50 years. And they have a new chief. I have no idea who he is. And she's going to look into it. Susan LaMadeline didn't work today, so and she's the select board secretary. She's going to touch base with her tomorrow if she comes in, and they will call you probably. I told it would probably be just as easy to call you with an explanation, yes or no. And I said, as soon as we get an explanation, we'll sign the contract. So that's where we stand there.
So if they say that it stands this year, we,
I guess we're...
Well, you appealed it last year and they changed it.
Yes.
This year, whatever.
I don't know. They.
Yep. No, I just was wondering whether we, if they leave it that way and say that's the way it is, are we appealing that as we did last year or just accept it as is? Especially since it's a 3-year contract, but.
Well, they know about it, so they're either going to say yes or no.
Well, either they're going to look at the old contract and say, oh, no, that shouldn't be in there, mm-hmm. or we decided this year we're going to put it in.
Right.
And if they do that, then there's probably no sense in appealing it, because
okay.
they decided they're going to put it in.
Correct.
So we'll see what they say.
Yep.
Tax sale update.
So, I collected Bonnie Bassett's. She's good. Thumper's house is pending, but not closed.
Massey's.
What is pending and not closed? I don't understand.
It's under contract to sell.
Who's?
Massey's.
Marcy's over on Burroughs Road.
Oh.
So, I've been in contact with the attorneys or realtors or whatever dealing with the closing, and I think their closing was set for the 17th or the 19th, and I said I have a tax sale set for the 15th.
No closing.
So I told them that I really, they're going to try to bump it up, and I said the only other thing I can think of is if you can't bump it up, if you can write something for the select board stating that the taxes will be paid on this date or whatever, I would see if you guys would accept that.
File a lien if they don't, and that'll stop it.
There's already a lien filed.
Already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So they can't close.
The
they can't close with the lien yet, unless
oh,
somebody.
No.
Right.
No.
Okay.
I have no doubt that they will pay the taxes. It's just that their closing is happening 2 days before my scheduled tax sale, and I can't move my date. Because it's been advertised and certified mail and just the whole process. So,
and the third one?
I think they could just do it a couple days earlier. The third one, I have heard nothing. And the guy's address is Tennessee. But I finally got a call from a daughter last week. And it was on a day that I wasn't here. So I called back and she had left me her dad's number. And he answered and he, he seemed to understand what I was telling him, and he seemed to act like he was going to send me some money. So I'm hoping it gets here before the 15th.
So it's going up for sale on the 16th, no matter what. Unless...
15th.
15th, unless you receive funds.
Unless I get the funds, yeah. Because that's just...
Yep.
They've just been ignoring tax bills and letters.
Absolutely.
There's no other explanation for it, unless he's not a sound mind.
No, they don't know.
I don't know these people.
Yeah.
But they do have a 1-year, what's it called? Redemption period.
Yeah.
1 year to get out of that.
So, yeah, if someone bought it at tax sale, they have a year to buy it back. It's 91 acres.
What the hell is the sense of that?
And it's only $4,700.
Mm-hmm.
So,
who's that?
Nemeth. It's kind of between...
Yeah, right by Kelly's.
Yep, by Gary Kelly's house. There's a 10-acre strip that goes into an 81-acre square that butts up against George Capricornatus on Burroughs Road. I don't think there's any dwellings on it.
You need to get it back?
I'm hoping I get the check. And that's it for those updates.
This is what it is. Okay. Town truck updates.
I have updates on that too. So the other equipment CD just renewed, so I pulled out the rest. So the new Passumpsic Bank equipment account has $294,775 in it, which is $16,680 for the warranty, $173,100 for the truck, and $104,995 for the body and extras. So the money's sitting there waiting for the truck. Any update on when? It was supposed to be late July or early August, right? I think.
As delivery of complete or as chassis heads to the chassis, body people?
Chassis is going to be delivered to the body.
I think I saw on the quote pages the payment for the chassis is due before it goes to the modifications and stuff.
We send the truck.
I'm only here Tuesdays and Thursdays. Maybe you'll hear from me. You know my number.
Still be taking over, dropping off on Friday to get it next fucking Thursday. Okay, road construction updates.
That was in case there were any, but I kind of think we've already talked about them in the FEMA.
Yep.
Nothing else?
Yeah, and until Matt calls us and wants a meeting, we won't know a whole lot.
We'll say, moving on, Matt and Nate.
All right. Budget order of bills.
Okay, so in drawings, you have to watch out because there's a couple little sneaky ones in there this time. Like a little one pager that has nothing on it.
Pictures.
But they're. They are all separated.
Oh, yeah. Fuck your place is all on it. Fuck. It's all particle board. They never had any flooring on the particle board. You can tell it's a.
All right.
The windows come out of the dump, but somebody took it.
John, we decided basically to trade the truck in.
Shit.
For whatever they give us.
Fuck. You know what?
Trade the red truck in.
Shit piled up.
That's been.
Mike Mitchell buying it.
Decided or not?
We talked about putting it out for bid.
He went right out and offered him 72,000. They only wanted 68.
Really?
Decided?
Because I think he figured somebody else would do a fucking grab some more money.
See if you get anything back.
So he's supposed to close on the 17.
What are you going to put it out for bid for?
But supposed to the sale was about 50.
Correct. No, I'm hoping that he can get his
fucking. If it went out for bid, it would have to have a reserve price of what they would give us for.
Exactly.
Yeah, and they can't change it.
And then he'll.
That's the other thing. Sandy, you know, $7,500. No changing.
No changing.
It's got 10 acres of land.
So is there more than.
No, that's it for that one. And then there's four more up here.
They know the campground, John?
Been there once this weekend. That was the last first time.
I see you weren't home. I went by Saturday night.
Over to the lake?
Yeah.
A lot of people. Were you staying there? Yeah.
No, this one.
Yeah.
That's enough. Relatives. Not enough. You want to know who you were, I'll
send you a place. I was not involved.
You want camp?
Yeah.
No, I went down the pond for.
We went up Saturday night.
Did you?
Busy.
Autumn Pond, yeah. Holy son of a bitch.
Really?
There must have been 2,500 people on
that's
the common.
That's a happen join up
there. Yeah. For the fireworks and the concert.
Yeah.
Looks good.
Nice.
My kids had their lemonade stand up there. I think they made $300 from 10 from 10 to 4.
Really?
And from 4 to 9, they made $1,700.
Is that right?
Good for them. Is that lemonade?
Lemonade. Fresh squeezed.
Really?
Crazy.
That's my grandson's business. They made $13,000 this summer.
Is that right?
Already?
Already.
Is that all there is, sunshine?
Oh, that was just the road ones. Now you get the
time. Oh,
well. These ones do all have a clip on them. There's three of them.
Yeah, okay. I just knew there was more than that.
Yeah.
All right, I was assuming there was more than that.
Yeah, they got like 18. They got 18 different, 18, 20 different flavors.
Yeah.
They made $1,400 over at the Gay Parade, Littleton. They had Rainbow Supreme, and they were selling it out. All about the marketing.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they're 10. My grandsons are 14, 11, and 8. Because my boy and his wife help him a lot, but
yep.
The best thing they did, like 3 weeks ago, they got a credit card machine. Sales had gone double.
Oh, yeah.
But you got to give up that 3%.
Well,
put an extra 3%
right
in there.
Another.
How does that work though? Does that all go on the parents' income and?
They have a tax number. They have a business name.
No shit, really?
Kids can do that?
No, it's with Brandon and Megan.
Okay.
But. They got insurance in case somebody gets sick on a glass of lemonade or
no,
on
kidding.
A hot dog next door and blame it on the lemonade. You gotta love it. Just gotta love it. No, I think they were booked for. They were up there Friday night. Man, they make much money. $600 on Friday. It does.
Mm-hmm.
But Saturday night they cleaned up a little bit. Then on yesterday, they had to go to flag football in Littleton, set up there. 3 hours, they make $400.
Wow.
Takes them a half hour to set up and tear down. They got three tables. They got a canopy over it. Got all of them. Pourers, like the shot, like
yeah.
The whiskey bottle pourers that they make. They fresh squeeze their lemons right there.
Can't get any better than that.
And 20-ounce cup. With a cover and a straw for $7 or $8.
Yeah.
And at the fair, it's $14.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And if you bring it back, they'll fill it for $5.
Yeah, perfect.
So,
perfect. They going to the fair?
They can't because they have to pay. Pay the
primer.
So that it just takes their fucking profit
primer.
Right out of it.
Yeah.
We go latest and legal.
But they got, they
that
go to
our for
Lancaster,
the
Littleton,
oh,
flag
okay.
football,
yeah,
they go
the
Littleton softball,
they, mm-hmm.
they got
so we will
flea markets now, all the town, now they got all the,
for the second one,
they got all the fucking old
I
home
just didn't recall the names,
so they go to Pittsburgh, they go to Stratford, they'll go to Lancaster,
Kramer
and
Eggleston
or something, I mean, they did it last year, and they started, I think they made like $5,000-$6,000 last year, whole summer. They're up like $14,000 already this summer.
It's unreal.
Are they investing it for their future? What are they doing with all their money?
Well, first they have to go home and the kids have to enter it in the books as profit, loss, and well, they have to pay taxes. Well, they have to claim it on taxes.
They have to charge the sales tax?
No.
Oh.
So, but
oh, food,
Megan,
yeah.
Megan makes them enter everything in the book, plus all the tips. And I said, the credit card is the perfect decoy for cash.
Mm-hmm.
So, whatever you've got cash goes in a different pile.
That's right.
You claim the credit cards. And
you're being reported, Keith.
I'm going to teach them young. I had to do this for 25 years. But, yeah, it's all good.
Can you correct us there?
Oh, so Marla has been asking them for like 2 months to reduce our number of users on the Nemrec cloud from 5 down to 2 because only her and I need it. It was at 5 because there were 3 listers and 2 town clerks, but now there's really only her and me that use it. And it was like we were getting no communication back at all. And then when she finally did hear back, he said that he would teach me how to do it, but I've been too busy to call and get a lesson over the phone. So I'm sending in payment for 2 users, and I'm saying, and I sent them a little note saying, we've asked you repeatedly to send it to 2 users. So here's the payment for 2 users. And we'll see if we get
anything
back.
That'll get somebody's attention again.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah, it will. Works perfectly.
That will shut us off.
Tough. Your cat come back? No?
No. Some bear, though. Come knock my girl right off my porch.
Yeah.
Crack the top of it, maybe.
One been crossing the road, Burrington Bridge Road, 2 or 3 times. You've seen him now. Just above Russell's. In the middle of the day, broad daylight. That's really.
And then it was also on the monthly statement, so I hadn't paid it, so I put the whole $1,400, but I'm only paying this $928 once, so
I don't want to hear
I'm
about
gonna... Did you want copies of the ones where they came and cleaned the things? Did you say that you wanted to see those when they came in?
Just to make sure that they're recorded, because they're annuals for the sake of the insurance company.
Well, they're on my desk.
As long as you have them.
Email. 155. Email.
What are we going to do about this town truck out here? Are we going to let it sit there and grow flowers? Are we going to put it out to bid, or what's the deal here?
I guess. We talked about it, but we didn't do it. We didn't pull it and do it.
I need an order to put it out to them, or like a vote or something. I'm not really. I did talk to Vermont League of Cities and Towns about how to put it out, and they told me that there are some different places. I think the Vermont Business Registry has a place where you can list equipment and stuff. And we just put a reserve on it of $7,500. Is that right?
That's what we were offered for it from the dealer, if I'm not mistaken.
So anything above that.
Right.
I'm going to need some details, though, because I know nothing about that truck, so...
Okay.
I'd be like, as is, come look at it.
Now everybody's busy, somebody might buy it and try to put it to work, I don't know.
All right, I'll make a motion that we put that old town truck out to bid.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Right.
All right, so move.
So, John, you can help with her to get that.
Yeah, this is it.
I mean, we can tell them it's got one burnt hole.
So on this garage out here that we're doing out here, that addition, when I dug that out, obviously you see the pile of grater blades and all that in there that was buried and blah, blah, blah. It's pretty clay. in there, which I'm going to dig out quite a bit of clay and put good material back in. The only thing that we didn't put, or I didn't put, or say to put in, was I recommend putting 3-inch foam on that floor before this concrete's poured.
So you just tie it to the
wire mesh? So basically, I'll get everything to grade, I'll put 3-inch foam down, and then I'll pour my concrete on top of the foam.
But you got either wire mesh or...
Oh, it's all rebarred and all that, correct?
Rebar, okay.
Yeah. But...
So it's not going to float?
Well, we didn't figure in 3-inch foam on the bed.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. It was concrete, 6 inches deep. But I got to thinking about it, and if the grader pulls in there, and it's hot, and it's 20 below zero out, I know what heat does to a floor. It goes down to the concrete and into the dirt. And it will make it bubble up on certain occasions. If you have going in and out with the grader a lot, and the foam on there will keep the heat from going down into the dirt to stop that from doing that.
So you got to lower the inside more than it is now?
Oh, I'm going to dig out all that anyway and get all the clay out of there.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm going to put in bank run gravel. And then prior to pouring the slab, I was going to put in a 3-inch foam base down. And then pour put the rebar down. And then pour the cement to that. But the 3-inch foam wasn't figured into the job.
What's that going to cost?
About $3,000.
Ooh, Jesus.
Ooh. Boy.
Yeah, it's like...
Huh?
Like 30 pieces in it.
It's fairly expensive.
Run into that issue.
And I'm not saying we have to do this. I'm just saying.
Well, we got to go somewhere else to get foam.
Yeah. So our credit limit at Lindenville Hardware is $500. So when John tried to get like $700 worth of foam, it was this hour-long hoop-de-doo.
Yeah.
And they did give it to him, but that put us over our limit. And then I immediately paid the bill. Right, and I got a letter here saying that our credit line increase was denied, which we never put in for one, right? But it said it was denied because we were over our balance.
Gee, yeah, there's something else.
So I called, we called Lindenville Hardware, and they said that we would have to deal directly with Capital One. So I emailed they don't give you a number on the denial letter, right? So there was an email, and I sent them an email saying, like, you know, it was over the limit because of this mix-up, but we are a town, and we kind of need more credit than this. Could we up it to, like, $1,500? And I got an email back the next day saying that they needed to talk to someone that was actually authorized on the account because I am not.
What's the wholesale connection somewhere is for foam? Got to be somebody other than fucking Linden Hardware.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got RK Miles.
My suggestion for this, if we do need $3,000 worth of foam and the town has to pay for it, I have a town credit card that stays in the vault here. So if somebody wants to, like, order it and give me a number where I can call and make a payment for it, that would be very easy to do.
What's
but we don't really have credit at any of the other
42?
Hardware.
Huh? 26 by 42 is what that is. What is that first?
By the time Keith finds his calculator.
26 times 42?
Yep. And divide that by... 32. 4 times 8 is 30. Yeah, divide that by 32.
34.
So 34 sheets will do that for.
They have 4 by 8 sheets?
Yeah. 4 by 8. Yep.
4 by 8, 3-inch foam board.
And it may never bother. I'm just saying, we don't have to do this. I'm just stating that in my past, I've seen problems like that happen.
And you would prefer it not heat, right?
Oh, you don't want to break the cement all up.
Well, that heat just goes down there, and then if you don't, it's amazing. I mean, I've seen boats parked in garages before, and you look under the boat, and there's a hump right under the boat because of the frost.
This is what happened under the fuel tank out there.
Yeah.
I would lift that thing right
up. Yeah. Yep. It's amazing what it will do, and that material out there is not the greatest material.
No.
So, should I...
Look around for some prices on 3-inch. I don't want 2-inch. I want 3-inch.
3-inch.
4x8.
Foam board.
4x8.
4x8 sheets. Who the hell cares? Pink, red, green, blue, or is there...
It's usually gray.
Gray?
It don't matter what color it is to me.
3-inch foam board. 4x8 sheets. How many?
34.
34 sheets.
I would go for 35. Just case you can always send one back.
35 sheets.
In case one breaks, you never know. You can try sticks and stuff.
Isn't that the same stuff you want to use under the road? So if you ended up with a couple extra sheets, it wouldn't matter, right?
Wouldn't hurt. Get
an RK miles. Sticks and stuff.
370-0068 for sticks and stuff, and his name is Mike. Call him. 370 is the number. 0068, and his name is Mike.
Okay.
Talk to him.
Okay.
Tell
him in Derby.
Tell him I told him to call you. Yeah.
Mike said.
You know, the other guy you can contact is you got Wheelers in Leonardville. They can get it. Wheelers Building Materials can get 3-inch foam.
He's usually not too sharp on his pencil.
Nope.
I know somebody at RK Miles, so.
Sticks and stuff is pretty good.
Yeah. We'll find out. That 802, Mike?
Yep.
For the.
Yep.
Okay.
I'll be about probably another week before I need it.
Finished.
I gotta call back that all in, dude.
And do any of these places, will this be like a delivery item? Or somebody can pick this up with a pickup truck?
26.
That seems like a lot to put.
26.
Can you strap it to your truck, John?
I got a 16-foot trailer.
Eight in the 26 goes 3 times, 4 times. Yeah.
It's a 16-foot car trailer.
Right.
Well, for that, I think they'll bring it to you that much.
Another thing you really ought to do, I'll be in a frost wall, you ought to put blue board in front of that garage door. Stops that frost from going in there. So I get 26, so 26 and 8 and 26 will go 4. You got to walk in door on the other side.
Get 40 pieces.
Yeah, so I would get...
I need some extra anyways.
6 times 8 is 48. Get 6 pieces of...
40, Jeff. 40 sheets.
I'm waiting for him to stop figuring, so...
Yeah, you get 6 pieces of 2-inch, 4 by 8 sheets.
6 pieces, 2-inch.
Yep.
4 by 8.
Yep.
Okay.
I won't do the whole thing, John. I'm just going to go do them doors. The rest of it, I'll just bury with sand.
So am I staying at 35 sheets of 3-inch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Then you want...
John says he'll use the extras for the road.
Just get some extras.
What extras?
Oh, I got you.
If you get 40. He said if you get 40, he'll use the extras.
40.
Yep, sorry. I didn't catch
okay.
that.
Okay.
That way he
you
won't
want,
go
Yeah, but you don't want
4
by 8. You want the 2 by 8, don't you? Or you want 4 by 8?
4 by 8.
Okay.
You got it.
Wonderful. All right, Coles.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
6 2-inch, 40 3-inch.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
And if it's something you can order and they can invoice, that's fine. But if they won't invoice it, I can call them with a credit card.
I want the business still invoice
however
it.
However, we need to make
Friggin'
it happen.
Town, for Christ's sake.
Mike will be your best bet.
Yeah.
Guarantee it. Some sticks and stuff.
We'll check and see.
Next monthly select board meeting, August 4th, 6 p.m.
August 4th.
Come on, you
have
to go.
6 pieces of 2-inch.
That's what it looks like outside.
6 2-inch, 40 3-inch.
Yeah.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second it.
All in favor?
All right.
So moved.